and gentlemen, it's the Stephanie Miller Show.
The Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome to it. 6 minutes after the hour, 1-800-STEP-12, the phone number. Toll free from anywhere. StephanieMiller.com. Check it out. Stephanie Miller Show on Facebook. SexyLiberal.com, the Sexy Liberal website. Speaking of sexy liberals, what? The Twitter machine exploding yesterday over the news that Rude Pundit will join us on stage for the panel for Sexy Liberal in Philadelphia.
That's
Saturday.
Right.
It exploded. He's got a lot of Rude fans.
He certainly does.
Awesome. Tickets flying out the window. I would get them quick. Oh, and Kenny Pick sends us this. Oh, look at this screen grab. Look at me. You may finally give me the respect to which I'm entitled. Steph, on the Mediaite Power Grid front page.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I go to Mediaite several times a day.
Hey, guys, got a screen grab of Stephanie trending up on the Mediaite Power Grid of radio hosts, so there. Now you can give me the respect I'm entitled
to. Why can't you give me the respect that I'm entitled to?
I'm guessing because you're not one of my fans?
I don't know, number
33, not sure how good that is.
Blog Buzz
is 46,900, News Buzz 20, Web Buzz 639,000, right?
Right.
What does that mean? Don't know.
I think you might be above Laura Ingram.
Oh, I also hope Jim's eyeballs or any of his other balls, for that matter, do not explode. Oh, well, thank you. Kenny, we haven't heard from Jim. We're hoping that it's
Pete. He called me last night saying, I might be in, might not be in. I'll let you know in the morning.
Okay.
Haven't heard.
All right.
So.
John Fugle saying on standby.
Well,
we hope his eyeballs are feeling better. All right, because, because we're on the Power Grid page, for God's sakes. Mediaite.
Yeah. He said last night it hurt to bend over.
You know what? I don't need to know any more information.
I didn't pry.
I don't know what does that and your eyeballs at the same time, but I hope that he's feeling better. All right. Speaking of our sexy liberal fans, still number one comedy album in the country. What? You know why?
Why?
I'm thinking people think that there may be cocaine with the album. Did you see this story?
Oh, yes.
There may be. I would hurry up and buy it. You never know. College student finds cocaine in textbook to order from Amazon. I'm thinking we're going to sell more albums on Amazon than on iTunes today. Just on the off chance that cocaine will come included.
With your download?
That's
we don't sell a physical CD.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah.
I'm not sure what I'm supposed to say or not. There will be some never-before-available items in Philly to buy physically. Some
swag.
New items, yes, at the actual show in Philadelphia, yes.
That'll
for the
move
first
some merch.
Time. Yeah. Okay, this gives a whole new meaning to cracking open a textbook. Get it?
Hey, you see, because.
A college junior in Kansas got quite a surprise when she opened the textbook that she recently purchased from Amazon to find a bag of cocaine between the pages. She did reach out to Amazon about the incident. By the way, did you mean to send me a giant bag of cocaine? She said she doesn't believe they're to blame. We'll likely continue to order from them in the future.
Well,
yes. Just on the off chance that there's a big bag of blow in your merchandise.
All
right.
For those late-night study sessions.
Who knows what happens when you download this? I just don't know.
In April 2011, the Stephanie Miller Sexy Liberal Comedy Tour launched in Madison, Wisconsin. Since then, over 18,000 fans have experienced America's hottest, most acclaimed, and sought-after live comedy show. Stephanie Miller and her Sexy Liberal Players are proud to announce their first live tour album, which Billboard magazine ranked a hotshot debut. Now, everyone can experience the phenomenal comedy trio of John Fugelsang.
When they go teabagging, it's a couple of big mouths controlling all the nuts.
Hal Sparks.
Take care of yourselves. Take care of somebody else.
And Stephanie Miller.
She's super freaky.
Oh, babies, who's ready to get the sexy on with mama?
Go to iTunes or Amazon.com to download Stephanie Miller's Sexy Liberal Comedy Tour, Volume 1, for your very own piece of progressive comedy history.
We love you, sexy liberals. Good night.
Own the comedy album ranked number one on both iTunes and Amazon.com. And get some sexy liberal comedy into your life today.
Yay! Okay. Because it's big, it's Florida primary day. It's magic time. We will have Representative Xavier Becerra to talk about the Florida primary, Representative John Yarmuth, and also Charlie Pierce,
yep.
who has seriously the most hilarious stuff in the world at Esquire.com.
Yeah.
No one writes about Willard like he does, well, having covered him since...
Since he was governor.
Yeah, exactly. It's, it's Mitch Game Show today.
This is the game for losers.
True or false?
Look, I think anything that's truthful about a candidate is legitimate to discuss in a campaign. I don't think you hide those things. There's no question President Obama has a lot of explaining to do.
It's false.
And he has failed the American people.
It's false.
He didn't turn the economy around.
It's false.
He didn't get us more safe from Iran and for their nuclear program.
It's false.
He has failed.
It's false.
And I will point that out day in and day out. If truth is our standard, we'll win.
It's false.
Thanks for playing.
Tell him what he's won, Herb.
This sausage grinder.
And please remember, help control the pet population. Have your pets spayed or neutered.
Aww.
Aye, they. All right. Can I just say, they are both equally distasteful to me, the Newton-Mitt show.
The Mootens?
Let's just mutate them together into one creature. Well, Newt Gingrich is just a bastard person. B.
Yes.
Just a big whiny baby, but can I just say, all that being said, Newt. I would give anything to all that smug smile off Romney's face.
Yeah.
Oh, he's like, you can tell he's feeling all like
confident
with the quips,
yeah.
And just wipe that smirk off his face. Ugh.
I do have to say,
you are just the douchey rich kid that no one likes.
Yeah. I do have to say, he's found his groove though.
Oh, he's disgusting. Now he's like overconfident. And hey, looky here. The headline from Atlantic Wire, Republican voters less satisfied than ever. Republicans are more dissatisfied with their presidential candidates than ever. And for the first time, more Republicans, 52%, are unhappy with the field than are happy with it.
Mm-hmm.
46% happy with it. The Republican field has been cut in half, the least popular people dropping out, and yet voters are less satisfied than ever. It seems like the negative ads the candidates have been running against each other have turned off not only independents, but Republicans as well.
Yeah.
Nicely done. Well played, sirs. That's hard to do. A poll from Rasmussen finds that 45% of likely voters think there have been too many debates.
Well, yes.
Like, stop talking. Oh, we hate you even more when you talk.
I can't believe they agreed to that many debates.
Yeah. 55% of voters think Obama understands the problems of average Americans very or fairly well. Do you think?
Yeah.
While 39% think Romney understands their problems. Really? That many people think? You think, yeah.
Well,
the Rombot understands anything?
Poll rich people, maybe.
Sure. Just 36% think Gingrich understands their problems. Well, if you're a serial adulterer, then he understands your problems. He understands the patriotic pressure you must be under to put your, in another while you're married to somebody else.
Sure.
Rasmussen poll released last week finds 55% of likely voters think the wealthy should pay at least 30% in taxes. That was the president's suggestion.
Mm-hmm.
Romney pays up, 13, 14, depending on how you're counting.
Sure. He thought it was 15. Turned out to be less.
Yeah, a little less. Yeah, because he's a serial liar, as we know. Perhaps the attacks against Romney that he's a one percenter have stuck. Americans still don't blame Obama for the economy. A Washington Post ABC News poll this month found 59%. That's almost 60.
I've heard.
60% blame George Bush, while 29% blame Obama. So, just saying. Want to eat the Mitt kibble. He is, isn't that at the end of the day? He's just that rich, douchey guy that no one likes.
I went to high school with a lot of them.
Oh.
Yo, absolutely.
Oh. All right. Here he is.
I believe in American greatness. I believe in America's exceptionalism.
Yeah.
Okay. And he's talking about Newt.
I know the speaker's not real happy, Speaker Gingrich. He's not feeling very excited these days. I know, it's sad. He's been flailing around a bit, trying to go after me for one thing or the other, and you just watch it and you shake your head. It's been kind of painfully revealing to watch, but I think the reason he isn't doing so well is because of those last two debates, don't you think?
Oh, God, he's just so snarky and condescending. I can't. Seriously. I never thought I'd be, may I say once again today, Newt. Oh, could that be more patronizing and douchey, rich guy condescending? Oh, it's kind of sad, isn't it? Isn't it cute? True.
You know what? I think he's really getting to Mitt, though, because Mitt is...
Newt, you mean.
Newt. Yeah, God. I think he's really getting to him, because Newt is really just flailing around.
Newt.
He's looking all sweaty and pasty.
He is sweaty and pasty. Well, he's awful. They both are. All right. I need to regroup. I've watched too much smarmy Mitt Romney quips last night on TV. It's like, splat! Not while I'm eating dinner. Okay. 17.
Well, tonight's the primary, I think the returns start coming in around dinner time.
Wouldn't you give anything to have him be a surprise and have him lose and just wipe that smug country club smirk off his face?
It's not going to happen.
Newt. Okay. 17. And you don't know my power. I'm on the friggin' power grid. You don't know what's going to happen today. Newt. I'm on the media. I'm trending up, my friend.
Yeah, that just means you're better than Dana Loesch. That's it.
All right.
And who isn't better than Dana Loesch?
Oh, screw you. Exactly. What? Thanks for that. Uh-huh. 17 minutes after the hour. Right back on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Call the political party line now. 1-800-STEP-12. Stephanie Miller.
Don't be fancy, just get dancy. Why so serious? Don't raise your glass if you are wrong. In all the right ways, all my undertones. We will never be anything but loud and nitty gritty.
Newt, raise your glass. It is the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome to it. Happy Florida primary day, 23 minutes after the hour. John Fugel saying on his way into the studio.
Yeah, we made the call.
To fill in for Jim Ward, who we assume is not coming. All right.
He didn't let us know, so.
Really, no. We assume he's recuperating. Okay, 1-800-STEP-12, the phone number, toll free from anywhere. Charlie Pierce joins us.
I hope Jim is able to bend over.
Me too. Sometimes. And hit his eyes, the balls are fine.
Yes.
All right, Representative Xavier Becerra also joins us to talk about the Florida primary today.
Yes.
All right. 1-800-STEP-12, the phone number, toll free from anywhere to join the party. So the
what?
Well, because Gingrich was ahead nationally.
Yeah.
You know, obviously it looks like Romney's going to win for it. Was he up by 15 still in the latest? Or
yeah.
So yeah, it's kind of the average. There's a bunch of them. They're all around there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But
the national poll had showed Newt ahead, but now he's still ahead. He's Newt, 28% to 27%. That's not good for either of them. People hate everybody.
No, but Newt is trending down, which is bad for him.
Yeah.
So, and Romney's trending up.
The new national poll, it's a Romney surge.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, he finally gets a surge. This is a national poll. Shows Newt has essentially lost his lead over Mitt Romney during the last few days. It's Gallup, the daily tracking.
Mm-hmm.
So he is at 28%, 27% over Mitt Romney. But in Florida, which is held today, Romney up by at least 15, I think.
Well, as Mitch McConnell can tell you, slow and steady wins the race.
That's right.
And that's
when
you're doing.
A turtle. Or you get run over by a semi. All right.
Yeah.
Just saying. NBC Marist poll. We will talk to our Congress peoples about this today. Romney leads big with Latinos versus GOP, but struggles against Obama.
Mm-hmm.
Mitt Romney cleans up with Latinos in the GOP primary in Florida today. What the numbers are now, beating Gingrich 42% to 25%, a similar margin to his overall statewide total, according to a new NBC Marist poll. But against President Obama, Romney and the rest of the Republican candidates struggle with the group. Obama's approval rating with Latinos in Florida, 51%, 36% higher than, I think the good news for us, this has really hurt them, this primary, with everybody, with every kind of carbon-based life form, is all
Hooray.
I'm saying. Hooray! Just these headlines make me... No let-up on Gingrich by Romney. Cheered by new polls. Mitt Romney is all but predicting victory in a really smarmy, condescending country club way.
Yeah.
That if it's possible, makes him an even bigger irritant than he normally is. In today's Republican presidential primary, Newt Gingrich looking past Florida to regroup, vowing he won't stay buried long. He said he can bury me for a very short amount of time with four or five or six times as much money. In the long run, the Republican Party is not going to nominate a liberal Republican. He said, no politician, no judge, no bureaucrat can come between you and God. I'm a little, this is who was talking in Tampa.
All right.
I'm a little bit tired of being lectured about respecting every other religion on the planet. Gingrich, age, noted by Wednesday morning, only 5% of the 2,288 National Convention delegates will have been awarded. That's true, too. I mean, I think what irritates me, they have been writing this storyline ever since it started.
Mm-hmm.
And I think people generally tend to, you know, want to vote in America. They generally tend to not want to be told who has already won months before anybody else has gotten to vote. And I'm just saying, there's been places like Meg Whitman out here in California, Linda McMahon, mm-hmm. where all their money has just irritated the bejesus out of people.
Yes, absolutely.
We have, I think, an intrinsic American thing about rich people buying elections. You know, mm-hmm. even, and I think the Citizens United thing, John Yarmouth will talk about it. He's put forth one of the bills, you mm-hmm. know, to try to undo this damage. And I think we're only now seeing the damage that Citizens United is really doing. Charlie Pierce writes about that today at Esquire.com, a great piece on, once again, the media missing the two major stories, and that's one of them, is the money in politics.
Speaking of which, did you see the report?
Oh, and the number two thing is that Republicans are all barking mad.
Yes. Yeah. Did you see the report that John Yarmouth donates his entire congressional salary to charity?
And always has given over like $600,000 to charity.
How about that? That is awesome.
I know.
I love that man even more.
I know. And I love him because he's chuckly, and he laughs at my fart jokes.
He laughs at your jokes.
Yep.
That's the main thing.
Okay.
That's how I got the job. I laughed at your jokes.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Until you stopped several years ago.
Well, yeah.
Realizing that no one else will be able to tolerate me on a daily basis, so your job is safe.
Yeah.
All right, mittens on a smarmy little
The idea
jokes.
Of the moon as the 51st state is not what would have come to my mind as a campaign basis for here in Florida.
You know what he is? He's that guy, Chris, that because he's the richest guy at the country club where mm-hmm. he runs the company.
Oh, yeah.
The people have been laughing at his stupid jokes too long, so he just thinks everything he's... Everyone's like, oh, boss, that is a panic.
Yeah.
There's just such a low bar for humor in Republican circles. It's just, you sort of... You have to even, like... You need to suss out the... Oh, it's a joke.
Yeah.
It was sort of a... premise type thing, and you said it in kind of a quippy way, and so that must mean that was a joke. Okay.
Yeah.
What you're seeing on TV as you see him flail around and attack me is exactly what you saw back in the 90s, which led to him being reprimanded and ultimately, if you will, pushed out of the speaker position by his own fellow Republicans.
That drives Newt crazy.
Oh, boy. All right. We'll tell you Newty's latest demand about debates.
Oh, this is awesome.
It's awesome. It's just awesome. Okay, 29 minutes after the hour, we continue on The Stephanie Miller Show.
Complicated woman.
Stephanie Miller.
I would love to do mushrooms with you.
Awesome, thank you. It is the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome to it, 34 minutes after the hour. Happy Republican primary day in Florida. 1-800-STEP-12, the phone number, toll free from anywhere. Is Mitt Romney currently irritating you as much as he is me? Please, call now. All right, so, and I believe polls close at 8 p.m. Eastern, so perfect for me. Cocktail hour, 5 p.m. Pacific. Polls close. Watch the big, if it's possible, he is more irritating and smarmy, and now overconfidence is even more irritating.
Yes.
Mitt Romney is, you know what he did yesterday?
What?
He's actually stopped, like, speaking the lyrics to songs. He's actually started singing because he's feeling so, jaunty. All right. Oh, is he here?
Yes.
Oh, well, should we jingle him or just say hello?
No, well, it's not Friday.
It's John Fugelsang from the New York Bureau.
Thank you so much, John Fugelsang.
It's a jaunty...
It's a jaunty mittens day.
Thank you for filling in for Jim Ward.
What a pleasure.
Jim Ward, who's either sick or vacationing. We're not sure.
Yes.
I miss you guys so much. It's always a pleasure to come in here and do a poor job of filling Jim's shoes.
Oh, please.
I'm working on my Jim Ward impression just to needle him.
Is it me, John? Is just mittens even more irritating now that he's so, like, overconfident?
You know, I gotta say, compared to George W. Bush, Mitt Romney's Gandhi on a personal level, okay, just in terms of just graciousness, and it seems like he has some couth, and it seems like he has some sensitivity, but he also has the same problem Bush had of just complete entitlement from the day he was born.
That's what I mean.
Born a gazillionaire, he's not used to having to work this hard to get mouth breathers to do as he says.
Right. Exactly. Don't get me wrong, Newt Gingrich is odious, but my point is, I would do anything today to wipe that smug. Because you're right. It's almost like we've delayed his coronation too long. He's
right?
entitled
exactly.
to this all his life, and now he's feeling all smirky and overconfident. I love even with the news stories. Mitt Romney oozed confidence.
Oh. Yeah. You know what? People keep saying, oh, the media is biased for Obama. The media is biased for Obama. You know what the media is biased for is ratings. The only bias the media has is green, not red or blue, but ratings. And so if being mean to Mitt and being kind to Obama is going to help the media, that's what they're going to do. They were crappy to Gore, and they gave Bush a free ride in 2000. It was better for their ratings then.
Yep.
And Mitt is just, he exudes accidental villain. You know the guy's got a decent heart, but he's just such a tool. He should send a check to the garden weasel.
Accidental villain. You accidentally leave two wives that are sick and
Oh, no, Newt's a real villain. Newt's glorious. Newt needs to have a mustache. He twirls. Yeah. I mean, that's you know.
He is the Snidely Whiplash.
If you're a liberal and you aren't trying to get Gingrich the nomination, you hate America.
Yeah.
That's just all the truth
that's
there is
my
to
point,
it.
Which is why I've been saying all morning, Newt.
Oh, my Newt. Dad used to say it all the time. He just loved it. It's great to have someone that's just so purely, blissfully evil for our entertainment. And, you know, Newt Gingrich will never be president. Nancy Grace will petition for Charles Manson's release before Newt Gingrich is ever president of this country. But
I love his latest, you know, because the lashing out of the media has worked for him. Now he wants no reporters as moderators at the debates.
Right.
Hilarious.
I don't even know what that means. So who would be? I don't even get it. Newt Gingrich lashed out at the media during a rally in Pensacola, suggesting all reporters are in the tank for President Obama. Give me this. So he says he won't do any more debates.
The reporters who run the debates have no interest in asking any question which will affect Obama. That's why, as your nominee, I will not accept debates in the fall in which the reporters are the moderators, because you don't need to have a second Obama person in the debate.
So wait, he's the greatest debater of all time. He wants to do seven three-hour Lincoln-Douglas debates, but he's terrified of media journalists.
Right, but so who hosts them? Did he go on to say who?
I think they moderate each other, maybe.
Like Slapjack guy?
If he doesn't want journalists doing it, it means he wants Fox News.
Yes. Vince from Slapchop.
Maybe
will moderate.
He wants Vince from Slapchop.
Yeah.
He wants an ex-wife he can push around.
You're going to love my nuts.
No, I love that no one presses some specifics. Like, then who other than journalists would be hosting it?
Look, don't get on his case. He has a party to napalm, all right? He's busy trying to destroy his own brand. Leave him alone. Don't press the man for specifics.
Nudie on the campaign trail yesterday.
The conservatives are going to come together and decide they do not want a Massachusetts liberal to be the Republican nominee. We have a tremendous effort underway to reach out to conservatives to get them to see that the only effective vote to stop a Massachusetts liberal from becoming our nominee is to vote for Newt Gingrich.
I'm just saying, John, I know what all the pundits say. Do you think, being that I'm number 33 on the Mediaite power grid and trending up, do you think there's going to be a last-minute surge of people that want to wipe the smarmy, condescending, patronizing smirk off Romney's face today? You spend a lot of time in Florida. Just, you know.
Off Mitt Romney's face?
Yes.
Yeah, I'd like to think so. People really hate him. My Republican family and my Republican friends can't stand the man. And on the one hand, you know, they want to go ahead and succeed. But on the other hand, we talk about this all the time, how the GOP is the servant of two masters, the Wall Street golden calf worshippers and your raging teabaggers, white guys who think white guys have had it tough for way too long.
Yes.
You know, and the social conservatives are beginning to realize that they are the puppets of Wall Street. Are they going to figure it out and go for a third party? I don't know. But there's so many folks I know who just are swearing they'll never vote Romney. Although Gingrich said yesterday he would vote for Mitt if Mitt got the nomination.
Oh.
That Massachusetts liberal.
Oh, God. How do you walk back everything Gingrich has said? I mean, I know they say this, all this happens every year. No, it doesn't. I swear to God, it does not happen like this every year.
This has never happened. I wish my dad was still alive for this. If my dad could be alive to see Newt Gingrich destroying the Republican Party this year, it's so beautiful to see. And Sarah Palin helping him, saying that anyone who disagrees with Newt is Stalinist. She just called Bob Dole Stalinist.
No, he
Fantastic.
Is. He's like a big, doughy Godzilla. Just, I mean,
they are Stalinists.
Fire.
They're all fascists, but, you know.
Yeah. He is. He really is stomping all over the Republican Party.
It's beautiful.
But so is Mittens, by just being so thoroughly unlikable in every
amazing,
way.
It's amazing, too, because, you know, he is pretty likable when you put him on the stage next to those other guys. I'll give Romney credit for a few things. Gives massive amounts to charity. Fantastic debater. He just ate Newt's lunch the other night in that debate. Romney's dynamite in the debates. And his policies are completely horrible.
Because
all they want to do is bring back Bushonomics.
That's because he got Michelle Bachmann's debate coach.
Mm-hmm. Exactly right.
What?
He's like a fembot from the Bionic Woman.
I'm telling you, I think it's more than that. I think she lent him Marcus. I think she lent him her stylist. Ow!
We'll see.
I'm super!
Awful, those mom jeans! Man up!
Considered I couldn't be better.
No real man irons a crease into their jeans!
Speaking of mom jeans, Jennifer Granholm had her debut last night.
How was it?
I think she, a few technical snafus, but I think she's going to be really, really watchable. I think she's so smart, so good on camera, but Governor Granholm brought the mom jeans. That's all I can say.
Oh.
What does that mean?
She
was representing the mom jeans. She was dropping the kids off at soccer practice after the broadcast.
Oh, bless her heart.
Are you being all Marcus Caddy?
Marcus is not her stylist yet.
Yeah.
But she's so gorgeous and terrific.
I love her. I think she's awesome.
She's brilliant. I'm so glad she has her own show.
Good.
We're gonna stop the mom jeans.
Yeah, we need to maybe work on her wardrobe a little bit.
Well, right, Chris? You
oh, my God.
We're being catty?
What? I'm in a Blackwell sandwich. Shush, both of you.
You were just complaining about Mitt Romney's jeans.
Oh, well, that's different.
I want to be Hannity. What do you want?
Everyone can make fun of Mitt Romney. He's a douche nozzle.
Okay.
Oh, boy.
That's a bit insulting to Summer's Eve, by the way.
I apologize to Summer's Eve. Nudie.
Every time we nominate a moderate, we lose.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so and 1996, an we nominate a moderate. Bill Clinton wins re-election by a big margin. 2008, we nominate a moderate. Barack Obama wins.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You're absolutely right on that. You're going to nominate
George Bush a moderate.
Yeah. You're going to nominate Mitt Romney, and you're right. Obama's going to win. However, if we nominated you, Obama would win by a lot more.
That's right.
Either
exactly.
way, fine with us.
That's why it's all about the Senate, because these guys are going to try and take the Senate away, and that's more important than the White House at this point.
Mm. Well, it's all important at this point.
It's all important,
Newt Gingrich, everybody was talking about this yesterday.
George Soros gave us the perfect answer yesterday. He said flatly there's no difference between Romney and Obama. He doesn't care which one wins. He said, no, Gingrich will be different. But here you have the leading left-wing billionaire in the world saying to the Europeans, look, Romney and Obama are the same people. You have an article today in the Wall Street Journal. There's no difference between Romneycare and Obamacare.
George Soros is wrong on that. However, I don't think he meant that as a compliment to Gingrich. Gingrich would be a different thing, meaning the world would be over as we know it. I think that's what he means. Because he would bomb Iran for the Adelsons, you know.
Well, yeah.
Yes, because he would.
Yeah.
He's such a good Catholic. By the way, he converted to a church where this pope and the previous pope were 100% against the Iraq war. So I don't really understand. And they're not big on adultery either in that church.
Oh, by the way, can you bring me my personal comedy, Jesus?
Yes.
He's here already. Okay, never mind.
Come unto me, my child.
That's for the road. I'll see you in Philadelphia. The little woman's knocked up, you know.
Oh, my God.
I have my uses on the road.
Sir, you're full of beans today, girl.
What?
Someone put
really,
a nickel in you.
That was really slutty.
That
I
was.
Apologize. Everyone
I know. I loved it more, please.
Everyone knows I'm full of... All right.
We'll have some more of that, I say, minstrels.
All right, just take your organ out for me. Anyway,
more wanton wench.
Comedy Jesus.
Yes, dear.
Romney touts support a pastor who sees correlation between marriage equality and 9/11. How about that? It's one of those guys. The gays caused 9/11, as we all know.
Oh, just by being gay?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's God punishing us, like AIDS.
Oh, boy. The Romney campaign has released a letter from Christian conservatives touting the former Massachusetts governor's solid social conservative credentials. leadership on the marriage issue and opposition to abortion rights.
These guys just paint themselves into a corner, man.
One of the signatories, Dr. Roberto Miranda, one of the Hispanic pastors of New England, sees marriage equality as the work of the devil and has drawn a direct correlation between marriage equality and the September 11th terrorist attacks. That guy is a Romney backer.
Go, Mitt. Live it up.
Yeah, you know what? Somebody, I guess in right-wing circles, John, this is meant as a good thing. Somebody wrote a piece about it. No, Romney really is a really good gay basher, actually.
Yeah, he is. It's so stupid, too, because it's, again, we were talking yesterday about, like, you know, is Ron Paul really a bigot, or did he just appeal to bigots for money? And it's the same with Mitt, with the gay hating, because I don't think Mitt Romney really hates gay people, but, man, if he took a Ron Paul attitude on gays and said, look, it's America, do what you want to do, just, you know, right. It's individual liberty, it's privacy. If he did that, he'd still get the social conservatives without gay bashing.
No, but
America's over it. America doesn't want to have a gay bashing president.
Right. I mean, the thing that people cite is him saying, oh, I'll be more, you know, pro-gay rights than Ted Kennedy and them doing the flyers. But when you look back at his record, John, it really was just more of his pandery flip-flopping, saying anything, no core principles to get elected. But what they're saying is, you know, when gay marriage passed in Massachusetts, that's the other thing. People go, oh, he must have been for it. He actually... This is what these pastors are pointing out. He actually, he actually took a little, he and his staff identified and enforced a little known 1913 law that allowed them to order local clerks not to issue marriage license to out-of-state couples. The pastors write, absent this action, homosexual couples surely would have flooded into Massachusetts from other states to get married, quote-unquote. Mm-hmm. And then demanded that their home states recognize the quote-unquote marriages, putting the nation only one court decision away from nationalizing same-sex marriage. So Romney actually has done more against marriage equality than almost anybody else, because
Yeah, and some smart conservative is going to bring up the point that gay marriage is the conservative point of view, that letting private tax-paying citizens marry who they choose to marry in a free society based on liberty is the conservative point of view. And some Republican is going to be really smart and take the issue that way. Yep. It's not going to be Mitt Romney.
Yeah, well, it's just another issue. It's just one more, John, that he's out of step with most Americans. You know, there's majority support for marriage equality now in the country, so leave it to Mittens. He looks like a 1950s clip art dad.
Well, and that's the problem with him is that, you know, Mitt Romney, I mean, I'm a, you know, Guy Smiley was one of my favorite Muppets, but the problem he's going to have is that he seems like a positive guy, and the only way he's going to win this election is to go really negative. I don't think it's going to suit him.
Yep. All right. Fugelsang is in the New York Bureau.
Yay!
$3. Sexy liberal, his own bad self. 47 minutes after the hour, right back on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Call Stephanie now. She's easy. 1-800-STEP-12.
Little ditty about Jack and
Stephanie Miller.
Two American kids growing up in the heartland. Jackie gonna be a football star.
Steffi.
Debutante backseat of Jackie's car.
It is the Stephanie Miller Show. 52 minutes after the hour, 1-800-STEP-12. Sexy liberal John Fugelsang filling in for Jim Ward. He's in the New York Bureau of
Good morning.
Sexy Liberal Incorporated. And off to Philadelphia. By the way, the Twitter machine is exploding over the news that Rube Pundit will join us on the panel for Sexy Liberal.
Yes, people are not happy about this. We have really upset the base.
tickets flying out the door. I would hurry for tickets for Philly. They are going fast. Betty, the official girl group of the Stephanie Miller Show, opening for us in Philly. It's going to be a par and then a tay.
Yes.
It comes in two segments, par, tay.
Which part's
par,
the par?
To the tay.
Pardon me?
Which part's the par?
Oh, shush. All right. Look, someone sent me the marquee in Phoenix, John Fugelsang. Your name and lights. Good morning, Mom. I want to let you know it makes me happy to see your name on the marquee every morning when I walk to work. However, it's a constant reminder the show's sold out. Sorry. Mm-hmm. So I'm still trying to find tickets locally. One last thing. The chances of your crossing paths with Sheriff Joe and his protesters are probably high if you're out and about near the venue. Yeah, bring it on,
that's
Sheriff
right.
Arpaio.
Yep. Selling out is what we do.
Yeah.
I'm going to be at that one. I can't wait.
Mm-hmm. You're coming to Phoenix?
I'm coming to Phoenix.
February 25th.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
Good. Chris is opening the show.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was great in L.A. Great in L.A.
You're opening the show.
I've been to Sheriff Joe's prison,
for Mama.
By the way.
You always make me wear something tight.
Yeah.
Does Chris own anything that's not tight?
Not anymore, really.
How's your muumuu collection, Chris? I don't really think he has anything that's not tight.
You weren't supposed to talk about
March
that.
March 3rd in Chicago. Tickets are going very, very quickly there. Albuquerque as well, March 31st.
We should mention Chicago featuring the Chicago Blues All-Stars.
Yeah.
Live on stage. I will be Sexy Liberal Man song. We'll be back.
Oh, he sang Sexy Liberal Man last time. Blew the roof off the sucker, as they say in the blues business.
It ain't going to be pretty.
All right.
Oh, as a Secret Agent Man? Kind of a riff on that?
No.
Oh, more something original?
Muddy Waters' Manish Boy.
Oh.
Yeah.
Sexy. Yeah, it's pretty mighty. It's on YouTube somewhere. Yeah. We're gonna blow the roof off the joint.
Yeah, and as you recall, it was in the bathroom at the dressing room of the Chicago Theater that John's Child was conceived, under pressure from me because I was trying to get in the bathroom.
Yes, indeed. In the dressing room of the Chicago Theater, my vaudevillian legend was born.
As sexy liberal lore has it.
Yes.
Because I'm kind of naive. I'm like, you know, being an elderly shut-in loser. I'm like, John, I gotta go. I'm on stage. What's going on?
I'm
gonna
make you tell my child this story too. I'm gonna make you tell my child this.
You guys aren't kidding about this, are you?
No.
This is real.
No, they were. Well, I don't know. He's trying to harsh my buzz by saying that's not where the child was conceived. I'm just going with that.
No, I. You know what? When the legend becomes truth, print the legend. Yeah, I like this version. I like this version a lot. I will not confirm or deny. I want my kid to think he had some Buster Keaton vaudeville childhood. So yeah. He was conceived in the dressing room.
It fits the theme because, as you know, the guy that owns the show that's trying to kill me for the life insurance is going to work me to death. So, as I've said, I will be doing this show with yours and Hal's sons someday. They will just wheel me on stage. It'll be a whatever happened to baby Steffi. your fathers didn't treat me this way.
You'll do an old decrepit version of I Wrote a Letter to Daddy.
Just saying, backstage, Chicago Theater.
Oh, look, it's not like my kid's not the first kid conceived at this show.
Oh, my God. Oh, God. Oh, Daddy.
I can't move my foot.
John, what are you doing in there? John.
Oh, you're God.
John.
Oh, my God.
All right. That's exactly what Mrs. Fugelsang sounds like. Yeah. All right.
She sounds exactly like Andrea Martin.
Exactly.
Yep.
Let's dive into Right Wing World, see what's happening, shall we? Oh, this is, you know what? There is no end to the rage against puppets.
Yes.
By the right wing.
Oh, against puppets, yeah.
Kermit and Miss Piggy at the press conference.
I'm going to ask you how you felt when, I think it was Eric Bolling from Fox News, said it was pushing a dangerous liberal agenda and trying to brainwash children.
Yeah.
It's
horrible.
It's
so dangerous.
It's
not right. No, you know, it's a funny thing. They were concerned about us having some prejudice against oil companies, and I can tell you that's categorically not true. And besides, if we had a problem with oil companies, why would we have spent the entire film driving around in a gas-guzzling Rolls Royce?
He's got a point.
It's almost as laughable as accusing Fox News as, you know, being news. Boy, that's going to be all over the internet. Yeah, if they take what I say seriously, they got a real big problem.
Wow.
I finally saw the new Muppet film over the weekend. It's really good and really worth seeing. But yeah, Chris Cooper plays Tex Richman. His name is Tex Richman.
Yeah.
The oil guy who wants to buy Muppet Studios because there's oil underneath it. And it's like, I didn't sense that being any kind of liberal agenda. It's incredible how these guys just reach and reach and reach.
Yeah, that'll be like the 24/7 today on Fox. What the Fox,
yeah.
Right?
They'll be so angry.
Miss Piggy in the crosshairs.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And now, of course.
Yeah, go ahead.
Oh, no, if you oppose Fox News, you hate America.
Yes.
I mean, that's the conservative disease. The one conservative disease is our agenda is America.
Yeah.
So anytime they say they're against America, it means, no, they were just against you.
They will momentarily take their laser-like hate focus off Michelle Obama onto Miss Piggy.
Just
for a moment.
They'll start cooking bacon on the air.
Oh, yeah.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Yeah, well, that's how they hate Michelle Obama, too.
All right, 58 minutes after the hour. We're back with Representative Xavier Becerra to talk about the Florida primary today. Next on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's the Stephanie Miller Show.
I'm walking on sunshine.
Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome to and happy Florida primary day. Sexy liberal John Pugelsang, who lives, I don't know, be part of the time in Florida.
Yes, I do.
Yeah, he's getting
I
a jump
parents.
On her. Exactly. You're getting a jump on your retirement.
Well, I live in Manhattan, so I have to go to Florida to hear real New York accents.
Yeah. There you go. All right. 1-800-STEP-12, the phone number. Toll free from anywhere. John and I will be in Philadelphia for the Sexy Liberal Show along with Hal Sparks this Saturday. Tickets going fast. Rude Pundit, our special guest, so get it. All right. We have, and speaking of somebody in Florida live, Representative Xavier Becerra joins us now. Good morning, Representative.
Stephanie, good to be with you.
And thanks so much for taking time for us.
Absolutely.
Well, you know, I saw you making a point the other day. It really is sort of incredible. You know, we knew when Citizens United happened what a bad decision that was. But, I mean, you look at this Republican primary and seeing these guys whining about these super PACs. But the fact is, he has outspent Newt Gingrich 5-1, Mitt Romney, correct?
5-1 here in Florida.
Yeah. I mean, it is amazing that you know, the extent that, to which money has gotten into our politics. And yet, what has happened with the, this is as good as Mitt Romney's been able to do thus far?
Well, what's incredible is that Newt Gingrich, of all people, is the one that's complained about too much money being spent against him. But it's also very clear that all this dark money that's coming in can influence campaigns. And had we had just one single vote in the Senate, by Scott Brown, the Republican senator from Massachusetts, this would have been taken care of. But it's become clear why we need to change things in Washington, D.C., with this Tea Party crowd that's really driven the country down this black hole.
Amen.
Yeah. Representative, what is your sense? You're on the ground there in Florida. I mean, obviously all the polls showing a pretty significant win for Romney. What is your sense?
You know, I've heard some people say that the polls may be off, that, in fact, the enthusiasm is still with Newt Gingrich. Regardless, Newt Gingrich has said that he's going to go all the way to the convention and that this will last until the convention unless Mitt Romney drops out beforehand. And so it's clear that this fight's going to continue forward, and let's see what happens. At this point, more than half of Republican voters are saying they're dissatisfied with their choices of presidential candidates.
I just saw that poll. I mean, literally, Congressman, the more this primary goes on, the more dissatisfied Republicans are with their choices. I mean, it's really incredible this year, isn't it?
Yeah, if you think about it, it's as if Mitt Romney is winning each battle but losing the war, because in the last 2 months, he's lost some 20 points with independent voters. He is now at a 2-1 disadvantage when it comes to unfavorables to favorables with independent voters. And with the Latino community, he continues to say everything that will keep the Latinos from voting for any Republican. So it's one of those things where day after day, Mitt Romney seems to be winning these primaries, but he's losing at the end of the day.
Well, Congressman, I was making the analogies in the last hour of Linda McMahon in Connecticut and Meg Whitman out here, who spent, you know, zillions of dollars and still couldn't sell themselves to the voters. Don't you sense a little of that this year? I mean, when you look at, I know the media storyline has been to rush to give, you know, to coronate Mitt Romney, but, you know, they're still dead even nationally. Actually, Gingrich up 28% to 27% with all of this money spent thus far. When you think about it, there's been three primaries, different guys won each one of them.
It's one of those things where if this is the way Mitt Romney does business or has done it in the past, perhaps we don't want him to continue to be in business. I don't know what's going to happen at the end. Republicans have to choose a candidate. One way or the other, it's become clear that their primary opponents have all fought each other, and the nominee will probably be a flawed nominee. And one way or the other, I think Barack Obama as president will show why he should continue to have four more years.
There's been a lot made about the Latino vote in Florida, of course, is, you know, what is, you know, helping Romney Romney surge at this point. But, you know, once again, it seems like a lot of the rhetoric during this primary has hurt them with Latinos nationwide in terms because the president way ahead.
No doubt.
Yeah.
Here in Florida, it's interesting. Most people think that there are more Latinos who vote Republican than Democratic, but the fact is that there are more Latinos registered as Democrats today in Florida than there are Republicans, and that's been the case for the last 4 years. And, in fact, President Obama won the Latino vote in Florida. And so while it is the more conservative states when it comes to Latino voting, it still went for a Democrat. It's still voting more Democratic, and that's the trend.
Yeah, yeah. You know, I saw you talking about Mitt Romney and Damon Corp because it's a very significant issue in Florida with Medicare. Tell us about that.
Well, once again, we're beginning to realize that Mitt Romney will do and say just about anything to get elected. Yesterday, in fact, he was in front of a whole bunch of seniors saying that he would make sure that the Republicans don't do anything to take away Medicare and Social Security from seniors. Well, in fact, we've seen how in his business, in Bain Corporation, they went in and bought a company, Damon Corp, that you just mentioned, that actually defrauded not just the taxpayers, but seniors on Medicare of millions of dollars, to the point where Damon Corp was found guilty of fraud and therefore fined $119 million, all under Mitt Romney's watch as a director of this company, where he owed a fiduciary responsibility to make sure the company conducted its affairs legally. That and the fact that Mitt Romney is also for the Republican budget, which would essentially end Medicare and cut benefits for Social Security, make it very clear that he says Mitt Romney will say one thing to seniors, as he did yesterday, but do another thing.
Yeah. Well, Representative, you know, it seems to me, well, first of all, that's Rick Scott's act, defrauding Medicare. So, I can see why he didn't need his endorsement. But, you know, that's what you mentioned, you know, just Bain Capital and all that. You know, assuming that he is the nominee, we get into the general. I just, the whole premise he seems to be running on, I don't get. That's the one thing that Newt Gingrich or, you know, Rick Perry said that I think are correct. That this is vulture capitalism, what he practiced. He was not a job creator. He outsourced jobs, or, you know, millions or thousands of people, excuse me, lost their jobs with companies that he took over. I don't get the very premise of his campaign. Do you?
It's very difficult. He says he's a businessman who's had success in creating jobs, and what he says, it doesn't comport with the facts about what he did. And more, I think people are beginning to question him. And I honestly believe that we're not going to know the real Mitt Romney until he reveals his tax returns for several years, because I'd love to know what Mitt Romney was doing in 2007 and 2008 when Americans were losing their homes and their jobs. Was
exactly.
Mitt Romney making a ton of money off of that? Or was he, like every other American, seeing some tough times?
Well, I mean, again, you're absolutely right, particularly in Florida where the foreclosure crisis has been so bad. The fact that he's on record saying, let's hurry up with this foreclosure process, let's hurry up and get these people out. I mean, it's incredible, isn't it?
Well, fewer Americans would own their homes if Mitt Romney had become president in 08. And quite honestly, we would no longer have a General Motors or a Chrysler hiring American workers to produce American-made cars.
Yep. Well, we will, you know, it looks like the results in Florida, we'll see if they're closer than we think. But either way, I'm happy with either candidate, aren't you?
At the end of the day, Barack Obama and Democrats will win because we have a better message and we know how to create jobs. Let the Republicans fight amongst themselves. Let the people see who they really are. At the end of the day, the Tea Party will drag the Republican Party down and Democrats will win because we not only have a message, but we are doing the work that people want to get people back to work.
Yep, absolutely. Representative Xavier Becerra, thanks so much for taking time for us on such a big day.
Thanks so much.
Talk to you again soon. There he goes from Florida, Representative Xavier.
What a man, what a man.
What a man, what a really good man. Tom in Columbus, I love this great Bob Dole quote from the 1990s, mm-hmm. an exchange between a perplexed Newt Gingrich and Bob Dole. Gingrich said, why do people take such an instant dislike to me? Dole said, because it saves them time. Oh, God.
You ever hear the joke about Bob Dole was once at a party and George Bush Sr., Kissinger, and Nixon were all sitting together? And he said, there's see no evil, hear no evil, and evil. He's a funny guy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Bob Dole, that's what everybody says. He was funny. If he had been as funny as he was in the Viagra commercial, he might have won. They only bust out the jokes afterwards. All right. Wow.
By the way, yeah. I agree with the representative. I can't wait for Mitt Romney to release his tax records from when George W. Bush was president, because we know that under Barack Obama, he's done very, very well.
Yeah, exactly. Well, that's because President Obama is so bad for business. You can see
poorly
Mitt Romney's barely scraped by.
Poor Mitt Romney. He's making $22 million without doing any actual work, all off investments and money he inherited, or just investment money, without any actual work money, all capital gains, and he's only paying 14% taxes on it. The guy's really suffering.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I feel bad. All right, hey, speaking of Florida today, Florida Ash Hat Representative Alan West, did you see this?
Oh,
this is
this
the
is
level
brilliant.
Of rhetoric we've gotten to. He called out not just President Obama, but Harry Reid, Nancy Pelosi, and Debbie Wasserman Schultz. Here he is.
Take
yesterday.
Your message of equality of achievement. Take your message of economic dependency. Take your message of enslaving the entrepreneurial will and spirit of the American people somewhere else. You can take it to Europe. You can take it to the bottom of the sea. You can take it to the North Pole. But get the hell out of the United States of America.
Wow.
Mm. This guy is so evil, Satan just gave a concession speech.
Yeah.
Wow. First off, if that happened, he'd lose his own representative because he lives in Debbie Wasserman Schultz's district.
Yeah, he does. He doesn't even live in the district he represents.
Yeah.
I didn't know that was legal. I thought you had to live in your own, in the district you represent.
I mean, it just, you know, last week, John, we got such amazing, you know, there was such an amazing reaction just to the picture of Jan Brewer sticking her finger in President Obama's face. But this is a level of rhetoric that has become acceptable.
Tell the president,
among other people, get the hell out of the United States of America. That's what our democracy has come to. You can disagree with, you can't disagree. You need to tell people to, I mean, he literally said he will stop President Obama from destroying the country.
Well, and this from a guy who is.
This is the rhetoric.
This is from a guy who was demoted in disgrace for torturing an innocent detainee when he was in Iraq. Let's never forget that about Alan West.
Yeah. All right. 19 minutes after the hour, Tuesdays with Tugel saying, we continue on the Stephanie Miller Show.
All right, this is my show, and it's a serious intellectual hour of discussion, and I want to keep it that way.
Hi-ha!
It's the Stephanie Miller Show. Stephanie Miller. Stephanie Miller.
It is the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome to it. 24 minutes after the hour. 1-800-STEPH-1-2, the phone number. Toll free from anywhere. John Fugelsang in the New York Bureau filling in for the ailing Jim Ward.
Yeah. The eye exploding Jim Ward.
Yeah, his eyeballs exploded. No, they just hurt. We'd have no word that they exploded. That would be horrible.
You can't have sore eyes on the radio.
No. Okay. All right. Welcome to Republican Florida primary day. Newt.
Okay. The fact is, I don't believe the Republican Party is going to nominate a liberal who is pro-abortion, pro-gun control, pro-tax increase, pro-gay rights. And I don't think Romney, frankly, can raise enough money to sustain the falsehoods that are the base of his campaign.
Oh, yes, he can.
He's a great big liar.
He's a huge liar. Pro-abortion, that's my favorite. Yeah. I love being called pro-abortion because I don't want the government telling people what they can and can't do.
He's not a liberal. He's whatever you need him to be at the exact second. He's like, you know what, he's like that Terminator character. He just melts into something and then he reconstitutes as something else.
Exactly. That's whatever what I keep saying. I was on Fox News a couple of weeks ago and I had this exact debate. No, I love going on Fox. It's terrific. I need the smell of sulfur once in a while.
Yes.
But I said this exact same point. Mitt Romney has been completely consistent his entire career. He's always been a human windsock. Whichever way the wind is blowing, he will say, do, or believe anything to get elected, and he has not wavered.
No.
It's the GOP. The GOP voters are the ones who are the flip-floppers.
That's right. He's always had no core at all. Newt Gingrich.
He has a basic policy of carpet bombing his opponent. He doesn't try to build up Mitt Romney. He just tries to tear down whoever he's running against.
True that.
And Newt would never do such a thing.
I'm like we were saying yesterday, I'm like a slutty high school cheerleader. I flip flop every day. Newt, Mitt. No, I don't know. I hate both of you. Whatever.
Santorum.
Yay. Oh, no.
I'm praying for a backroom deal with Palin at the convention myself.
Oh, awesome. By the way, Gingrich has sketched a day one for his presidency, day one agenda.
Yes.
He's
getting a little ahead of himself, isn't he?
Yeah, he's got a paper calendar, apparently. He's set, just in case.
He's one of those.
He said, my goal would be by the end of that first day, about the time President Obama arrives back in Chicago, we will have dismantled about 40% of his government. Obama's health care bill repealed. Legislation that toughened regulations on Wall Street after the economic collapse of 2008. History. White House czar's gone. All this and more he pledges to get done before his head hits the presidential pillow for the first time. Or a pillow, whatever woman he's banging that night. But presumably it might be Calista. But
Once again, Steph, just to clarify, who had more czars, George W. Bush or Barack Obama?
George W. Bush, I'm going to guess.
That would be correct,
mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
With hair like that, what does Callista's pillow look like?
It just looks like a helmet, like you've been laying on it in a motorcycle helmet all night.
He has a shell, a concave shell-shaped pillow.
And just her eyes wide open all night.
That's
watching
right.
News. Where are you going?
She will be, she'll be invited to join. She should be playing keyboard in B-52s with that hair.
Oh, and here's another. This is a. This is a new. Right, yeah. Oh, Gingrich fun. Wants kids to work as janitors, but refused to work himself. How about
this
that?
This is great. This is a great, great story.
Apparently, even on child janitorial work, Gingrich is employing a double standard. In a 1995 Vanity Fair profile, Gingrich seemed to refuse to get a job as a student. Mm-hmm. Newt, who avoided Vietnam with student and marriage deferments, because you know he's a big marriage fan, as you know.
Oh, yeah. He can't get enough of it.
Mm-mm. Resisted taking a job during his college years. Oh, I see. So he wants your kid to work as janitor when he's 9.
That's right.
Exactly.
Yeah. Okay. Let's see.
And it's all Jackie, the first wife.
Yeah, I'll get to that.
Okay. I can't wait.
During his college years, Newt called up his father and stepmother to ask for financial help. His stepmother said his exact words, "I do not want to go to work. I want all my time for my studies. Bob Gingrich told me he will not help me one bit, so I wondered, would you people help me?" So Big Newt began sending him monthly checks. Jackie, that'd be Gingrich's first wife, for those of you keeping track.
Yeah.
The one he famously negotiated the divorce settlement with while she was in the hospital recovering from her cancer surgery.
Yes, while he was cheating with the second wife. Yes.
This was the teacher.
Jackie,
his teacher.
His first wife, put him all the way through school, all the way through his Ph.D. He didn't work. Personal funds have never meant anything to him, said the source. He's worse than a six-year-old trying to keep his bank balance. Jackie did that. And, of course, he repaid her by banging someone else while they were married. And then asked for a divorce while she was recovering, as John said, from cancer surgery.
And didn't pay his alimony.
He's something.
Oh, he didn't pay his alimony?
Something.
The legend is that Jackie Gingrich had to ask her church, her church had to do a collection to raise money for the family.
Nice. What a
That's
peach
the legend.
This guy is.
Now, the entire Republican field, character-free.
Character-free since 93.
Soulless.
And Newt,
free.
By the way, Newt says that it was Jackie who requested the divorce after putting him through his Ph.D. and supporting him all
sure.
those years.
Sure.
She requested the divorce.
Sure. Okay, 29 minutes after the hour. Charlie Pierce next on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Charming, irresistible persona. No woman can resist.
Stephanie Miller.
Wow! Just hearing her name makes me hot.
Boy. All right, it is the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome to it. Sex with Liberal John Fugelsang in the New York Bureau, filling in for Jim Ward today. See you in Philly on Saturday night. 1-800-STEPH-12, the phone number toll-free from anywhere. Oh, it's Tuesday. There's only one man now that understands, and that's the author of Idiot America.
Pierce.
Pierce. Charlie Pierce, political columnist for Esquire.com.
Why is everybody always laughing with me?
Good morning, Charlie Pierce.
Jim Ward still got the bad eyes?
He's got exploding eyeballs.
Oh, man.
Yeah, an exploding uvula.
He's going to come in, he's going to wind up. Believe me, he better not have the kind of explosions I had over the weekend. That was awful.
We heard you were sick, and that's why you're not in Florida.
That's some other reasons, yeah.
Okay.
I had what we like to call the exorcist flu.
Oh, dear.
Oh.
I'm so sorry.
Are you okay
Charlie?
Now?
Yeah, so was the custodial staff in the hotel I was at.
Oh, Charlie, that's way too much information. Thank you. Anyway, now, Charlie Pierce.
Wait a minute. So did you make it onto Don't Tell Me?
I did not. I had the no-show for the first
time.
Wow. Oh.
Okay.
Yikes. That's like
one
Santa
more reason
not
NPR is a ghetto.
Yeah, exactly. Charlie Pierce, and yet, you pulled out one of the best pieces I've seen by you, which is saying a lot, the Romney piece, because you had the same reaction to the New York Times profile on Mitt the New Warrior, the Braveheart Warrior.
They may take our lives, but they'll never take our freedom!
Oh, Willard.
What was the phrase they used? A Romney campaign that was fully armed for battle.
Yes. Yes.
Oh, Willard, you're so butch.
You write this week. I was supposed to write about how Willard Romney, a man with the charisma of grass seed and the political principles of a moray eel, became a newly formidable candidate after his thumping by Newt Gingrich and the holy rolling swamp runners in South Carolina. But, you know, it really is. It's amazing. There's like a different media storyline a day.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
This is why Newt Gingrich has to stay in the race. Because otherwise, we're going to get 6 months of Willard Romney revisionism.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
Which may well bring back my exorcist flu.
Yeah, you said it does look like Willard is once again moving toward capturing a nomination he was never going to lose in the first place, so it's worthy of examination. You said the next 2 weeks are going to be the test, not so much of the candidates, but exactly how firmly our elite media will dedicate itself once again to the task of draping togas over glibbering grifters, obvious charlatans, and transparent mountebanks. There's been an heroic effort all year to ignore the two most obvious stories of the campaign. The deforming power of corporate money in our politics and the Republican Party root and branch is now completely barking mad. It's true. I mean, you talk about each front runner, right, quote unquote, in the Republican Party.
Yeah. Well, not just that, but I mean, look at the emphasis that was placed on Newt Gingrich having run a George Wallace campaign in South Carolina and managing to win.
Yeah.
It should not have been a surprise to approximately nobody.
Can I say one of my favorite Michelle Bachmann lines, Ed, or you say, consider the various front runners we've gone through. Michelle Bachmann was a front runner in Iowa because she proved herself to be the best one at offloading elderly white people from buses. This qualifies her to be the marketing director of a reservation casino, but not much else.
That's the Iowa truffle. It's like you're auditioning to be the CEO of Foxwoods.
Hey, she bought it fair and square.
Believe me, she did a terrific job. You got a free Randy Travis concert out of the whole thing, and God, it seems like such a long time ago. I think you are going to see, if you think the Republican establishment is going to get together behind Mitt Romney, you watch the elite political media get behind Mitt Romney now. Not necessarily behind him in the hopes that he'll win, but in the hopes that they can rehabilitate him from the fact that he's run like the most, you know, ridiculously expensive and pretty much outrageously untruthful campaign that we've seen since Richard Nixon hung him up.
Right, but the larger point you make so well, Charlie. Oh, pardon you. Are you okay?
Yeah, I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
Yeah, no, it's okay. You say it became.
Be glad it's just a cough, dear.
Oh boy. I'll say. Yikes. It became impolite to point out that the Republican.
Oh, socks in hell. I'm sorry.
It became impolite to point out the Republican Party was offering the nation the most obviously unqualified, nakedly prevaricating, and altogether stumble-brained clown college since the last Ringling brother died. I mean, you know, that's the thing, is I think a lot of people are just going, are you kidding me? We were talking about polls earlier, Charlie, that the more this goes on, the less satisfied the Republican Party is with their choices, despite all Mitt Romney's money.
And let's face facts, wouldn't you be?
Yeah.
I mean, were you a Republican, and you come from a family of them?
Yeah.
And you, come on, were we serious here?
Yeah. Yeah. You say Romney's always been the candidate best suited to take advantage of the twisted new landscape of campaign finance and to take advantage of the fact that most of his party is out of its mind. You say he is an unprincipled opportunist, incapable of telling the truth about his own record, utterly without conscience when it comes to lying about somebody else. He still so represents the kind of capitalism that nearly wrecked this country, that Thomas Mast might come back from the dead to draw greed on his face. All this was true a week ago. All of it will be true next week and next month and in November when the threadbare puppet theater finally comes down.
You should write hip-hop music, man. I love it.
But, I mean, it really is true. You know, they always say, oh, this is happy. You know, it's always, politics is always like this. I don't think so.
There's never been a field of candidates like this. I've gone back and looked. I mean, even in 1968, where the country was literally coming apart at every nail, you had decent candidates.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's true on both sides.
Was an intelligent man. George McGovern was an intelligent man. Richard Nixon, at that point, before he got into office and his, you know, sociopathy bloomed.
He hadn't lost his mind yet.
Oh, my
God. No, he was a respectable, you know, Republican figure. So was Nelson Rockefeller.
Oh, please, Charlie. You know, Sarah Palin, you know, cited my dad's running mate, Barry Goldwater. You know, that he'd be ashamed. Well, yeah, but, you know.
But not for the reasons you said.
Right. First of all, for you.
Exactly.
Starting with you. Yeah.
Well, she's got her own. She's got her own job.
Bring me another drink, sweetie.
She's doing her own work to destroy the party. Can I ask Charlie a question?
Yes. Sure.
Charlie, there's a piece in Politico today by Alexander Burns about how Gingrich no way will be quitting if he loses Florida, even if he loses bad, that he's going to keep on going on and continuing this scorched earth campaign where I guess down the road he'll be able to speak at, I don't know, John Birch Society meetings and gold shows. Do you think this is going to happen? Will Newt keep on going and just do Obama's work for him?
Actually, it's funny, John, because this is what I'm writing right now. I think what we're seeing is the Goddard Dammerung of Gingrich politics.
Right.
And he's going to be the one who brings it down.
Yeah.
And he's got every right to be.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think
there's any reason for him to get out.
The national polls show him at 28%, Romney at 27. They're still tied.
I think anyone, if I was a Republican, an influential Republican, I would be terrified of that. But in terms of like the country at large, this is the kind of politics that's been encouraged in that party for 25 years. Why shouldn't the guy who invented it be the guy who brings it to its fulfillment by essentially, strapping on the rhetorical suicide vest and giving Mitt Romney a hug?
Yeah, yeah.
The other day he said something astonishing. This just happens to be what I'm writing about at the moment when you called. He said that scientists involved in stem cell research were trying to, quote, desensitize America to the killing of babies. And
what?
I'm sorry, that's just
what?
Nuts.
Yeah.
That's something you read in the Chick Tract.
Yeah. Yeah.
This is preposterous. But his political style has always been, I can say anything about anyone. And
yes.
It doesn't matter if I'm a hypocrite, and it doesn't matter if I said something different a week earlier, and nothing really matters except that I, Newt Gingrich, definer of civilization's rules, said this today.
Yeah, well, and I love his latest demand that he will skip any debate which is moderated by a member of the media, which leaves who?
Fox News personalities.
Which leaves who? Sprites, fairies, leprechauns?
I don't know.
And now Survivor.
I don't know, Tom Brady?
Well, yeah. And now the funniest thing is Survivor announced today, the band Survivor announced that they're suing Newt Gingrich to stop him from playing Eye of the Tiger at his rallies.
Well, that's one of the remarkable things, John, about Newt rallies. I actually mentioned this in a piece from New Hampshire. He's like got the KTEL golden hits of the 80s.
Uh-huh.
He got up at one rally in fact, his election night rally in Manchester. And the theme he played was You're the Best in Town, which you may recall as a really crappy pop tune they play over the karate tournament montage in The Karate Kid.
Oh, my God.
when the blonde bully is...
When Billy Zabka beats that kid who can jump all over the place, who actually would have won the tournament, clearly. They played that when Newt got up on the stage.
When the bully cheats and wins, yeah. Okay. Charlie, you see...
I'm Newt Gingrich, and you're at the Metroplex.
This is why I love you, despite your radio bashing in your latest column, which I love. You write, one way to cut federal spending, of which I would approve, would be to do away with the president's weekly radio address. First of all, it's on the freaking radio, and this is not 1936. Nobody listens to the damn thing, even if they can find it.
Oh, it's on YouTube
which
now.
Most people can't. The president delivers this address on Saturday morning, which is the shift in which your radio general manager assigns you immediately before suggesting a career change.
True.
He has a Saturday morning radio
it's
show.
Very true.
For God's sake.
It's turning into the president's weekly YouTube address, though. Let's be fair now.
All right, but still, I can still do it. I don't know anyone. Do you watch it? I don't watch it.
No.
I don't listen to it.
No.
I mean, I read the accounts later.
But he talked about a certain senator. You say the senator is having a bit of a snit over the president's recess appointments, which the president made because the Republican Party has abandoned government entirely for a career in legislative mime. Which is another perfect description of whatever it is the Republicans are doing.
They're very loud mimes.
Yeah.
The president's had a very good couple of weeks.
Mm-hmm.
Not just because the other side is sort of like falling all over themselves, but because he's like doing stuff.
Yeah.
He's doing stuff that should make people like me happy and actually does.
Yeah.
Well, and Detroit's looking good.
What?
Well, Detroit's looking good. You're right, and we'll have to see now what the unemployment figures are for January and whether it went up after the holiday hiring went down.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I suspect there will probably be a little dip. But speaking of little dips.
Yes. Pardon me? Are you speaking to me? I'm sorry.
No, pardon me. Someone else in the studio.
Yes, all right. Charlie Pierce, we salute you. And in honor of your recent bout of, you still a fine American and a fine writer. At,
I appreciate
Esquire.
It.
All right. Esquire.com.
It's the United States Marine Flatulence Band.
That's right. We paid a lot for that.
All right, y'all should be ashamed.
Feel better.
All right. Goodbye.
Talk to you next week, Charlie. There he goes.
Poor Charlie.
He deserves better than us.
Good. Exactly.
Yes.
It must be me. Jim Ward has exploding eyeball syndrome. Charlie Pierce exploding
and he's got
ass
the other
syndrome.
Thing.
I don't know. It must
exploding
be
exploding ass syndrome.
All right, 46 minutes after the hour.
Please don't repeat that.
Right, I won't.
Okay.
Well, why did you draw attention to it?
Well, there you go.
You exploding ass. 46 minutes after the hour. Right back. John Fugelsang in the New York Bureau on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Are you thinking what I'm thinking?
All the time, bitch.
Good.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show. Stephanie Miller.
It is the Stephanie Miller Show. This hour brought to you by GoToMyPC.com. Access your Mac or PC from anywhere. Now even from your iPad, GoToMyPC. Free for 45 days. Check it out. Visit GoToMyPC.com. Click on the try it free button and enter the promo code Stephanie. All right. John Fugelsang, I don't know if you know this, but I'm 33 on the power grid on Mediaite, for God's sake. So
congratulations.
I could turn this thing around for Newt in Florida. Newt.
I'm telling you, man, if you call yourself a liberal in Florida, you know what? Here's the deal. I voted for Ralph Nader in 2000. I was voting in California. It was a safe core state. I had no problem with it. I don't blame Ralph Nader. I blame 90,000 creeps in Florida who voted for Nader when they knew it was a battleground.
Yeah.
You people can win redemption. Here's your penance.
Yes.
Convert to Republicans today and vote for Newt.
There you go. If nothing else, this will do it. It's Mitt Romney's latest musical performance. I appreciate. I apologize if you're eating breakfast. Here we go.
Song. I love that song. You know that song? Oh, beautiful for spacious skies, for amber waves of grain, for purple mountains, majesty above the fruited plain. America, America, God shed his grace on thee.
What?
And crown thy good with brotherly to shining sea.
Oh, look how uniquely American he is. Oh,
so
it's so heartwarming.
In love with you.
He's the most awkward man in the world.
I want to sing off between President Obama and Mittens.
Yeah.
Yes. In fairness, Michelle Bachmann doesn't even know the words to that song, so good for Mitt for knowing.
And at least he did the actual singing instead of the, you know, Rex Harrison talk singing that he normally, and then explains each verse to the crowd.
Hey, think I'm gonna burp.
Some of us straight guys have to Rex Harrison our way through every song. And knowing how to say Rex Harrison our way through a song makes you less of a straight guy.
Exactly.
Yeah, what does that mean?
he talking your way. He talks sing.
Okay.
Because
I've grown accustomed to her face.
Yes.
Oh,
I could talk to the animals, and they would talk to me.
Oh, and even worse, Mittens doesn't just sometimes explain the verse. He tries to make a little joke. Remember in Iowa? Amber waves of grain. Well, you know, you have grain here, but it's not amber. It's corn, because it's...
Woof, Monsanto.
Oh, my.
Yeah.
God.
Woof.
Okay.
Monsanto.
All right, let's dive into the right-wing world and find something even more vomitous. Bill O'Reilly! on the Republican primary.
Now, I'm not saying it's not practical to vote for Newt Gingrich. Certainly he's a strong candidate and could take the fight to Barack Obama. There's no question about that.
Oh, yes.
But as we said last week, it is a matter of style over substance in the Republican primaries now. It's not much difference in the way Romney and Gingrich would govern the country, although... both would never admit that.
What?
That's Bill O'Reilly's idea of analysis.
Romney has all the style.
Yeah, and it's style over substance right
now. Okay.
Oh, God. Mitt Romney was speaking at the Villages in Florida last night.
Yeah.
That must have been some racial tension.
Newt Gingrich on Hannity.
Former Speaker of the House, Newt Gingrich. Well, it looks like you're going to get Governor Palin's endorsement, maybe state by state, as she just said if she was voting in Florida. You're going to have to keep earning that vote every state by the looks of it. But you did get Todd Palin's. What's that?
Yeah. I was going to say, she's an enormous help. She's a big help in the South Carolina victory. Todd Palin is doing calls for us. Governor Perry's helping us. Herman Cain has been in today. Mike Reagan is with me all day today going around the state reassuring people that I really am the Reagan candidate in this kind of situation.
Well, Reagan cheated on his first wife.
Well, there you go.
Oh, dear. What happened there? He had a frog in his throat.
Pardon me.
I sound like Kermit, and I also, in addition, have a frog. True.
Wow, but he tries so hard to make it sound like Sarah Palin's actually endorsed him, which she hasn't done yet.
Yes. That's, you know, he doesn't have that intellectual heft yet on his side. Let's go to
He's got Rick Perry.
Todd in Minneapolis, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome.
Thank you. I just wonder, with Sarah Palin making the comment that she did about vote for Newt because it will annoy a liberal.
This,
I think it really shows how out of touch she is, because it doesn't annoy liberals. It delights us because it prolongs this cage fight going on.
Oh, exactly. It makes us happy, happy, happy.
Please,
happy,
liberals
happy,
have been,
joy, joy.
Liberals were rooting for Michelle Bachmann, then Herman Cain, then Newt Gingrich. You know, we're on her side.
David Webb on Fox News.
Let's talk about the racist charge by Joe Madison and race baiting national Al Sharpton, Jesse Jackson, and the rest. Did Jan Brewer's finger have the N-word written on it?
Oh.
Maybe that would have made it racist.
Oh,
or is this a case where the
fine?
President
okay.
and his acolytes need to call out the black mafia, which is what they are, to turn it into racism?
Wow.
Oh, I see. The N-word needs to be written on your finger when you
Before
jam it
racism.
Into the President of the United States' face.
Yeah.
Or it's not
right.
racist. I see. Wow, there's a new bar for what's racist.
Oh, wow. These people.
Okay, then. Rush Limbaugh on
Jefferson's camp accused President John Adams of having a hideous hermaphroditical character, accused him of being a hermaphrodite, which, of course, means that you have neither the aspects of a man or a woman. You're just like a moderate. You hermaphrodite, it's like calling somebody a moderate with no sex organs to boot. You know, no, nothing.
Wow, they're really just out of material, aren't they?
Well, right. I'm actually happy to partially agree with Rush Limbaugh on something, because he's right. Jefferson's campaign against Adams was savage. Adams outed Jefferson as selling his own children into slavery. Like, this was in the press. John Adams' campaign was saying that Thomas Jefferson fathered kids with a slave and sold them. Like, this whole rancor is nothing new. And, you know, this didn't just begin in the 1980s. I mean, this kind of campaigning has been the history of our whole country.
Well, we learned something new. Being a moderate is exactly like having no sex organs.
Well, that's true, actually.
In Russia's case, not having seniors in quite some time because of the
enormous fat folds.
Girth of your stomach.
Yes, but every night when they lower his fourth wife down onto him, she can find it. So.
Good news, guys.
Uh-oh.
Good news.
This is some bad news for you, John. Looks like I'm going to have to cancel the Sexy Liberal Tour, according to Eric Bowling on the
Conservative time. Women are way smarter and more attractive than liberal women. Take,
according
for example,
to your calendar.
Rosie, on their side, Rosie O'Donnell, Oprah, Whoopi, and Joy Behar. And look what we have. We have Dana, Kimberly, Andrea, and Elizabeth Hasselbeck.
Is he trying to be cute or stupid with that?
I don't know. But I'm sorry. John.
Barbara Bush is pretty hot too, so I'll give him that.
Yeah.
All right. Let's not wallow in their shallow in the shallow end of their pool. 58 minutes after
he didn't
the
notice
hour.
He didn't mention you as someone who is who is an ugly liberal.
Mm-hmm.
That's because you're hot, Stephanie.
Oh, please.
You got a fantastic ass.
Oh, please, boys, don't fight. You can both touch my ass. 58 minutes after the hour. Right back on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Gentlemen, it's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Stephanie Miller Show, yes, that manly grunt. Is John Fugel saying Sexy Liberal his own bad self?
Philly, people. Come see us and grope Steffi in Philly this weekend.
Yeah, baby, ring my Liberty Bell. Let's go. Here we go. Philadelphia, Saturday.
Yeah, just don't crack it.
Rude Pundit joining us for the guest panel, and Betty, the band, opening for us. We're very, very excited, all our good friends.
I am personally going to make sure that Rude Pundit is at the meet and grope, so you can get a chance to get some of him.
He does not wear a cup. You can really get up in there.
Get yourself a piece of the pundit.
Yeah. Okay. Miles, who is at Sexy Liberal Fort Lauderdale, writes, let's see, my thoughts are with Jim, who has exploding eyeball syndrome.
Yep.
We think. We don't know. Yesterday, his eyes hurt, and he's ailing.
Today, he can't bend over, he said.
Okay. Miles says, my thoughts are with Jim for complete recovery, no matter how long it takes, until that magical day arrives. February's with Fugle saying, yay! Something like, wait a minute, what?
Well, hey! Hey.
Okay.
Although they had to kick Bill Press out of here because of me.
Yeah.
I ran into him on the street. He did that whole thing where he grabs your lapels and calls you a rat bastard. You know when Bill
sure.
Press was really angry?
How many times has he done that to me?
Oh, man.
Boy.
He has on Countdown every night now.
Yeah, well, he's heading up current TV's coverage of the Florida primaries this evening.
Yeah.
Yes,
so congrats to him.
Very exciting.
And I love him on camera. It's great seeing him host on camera.
Yep.
And, until Keith comes back, I'm enjoying Bill.
Yeah. Yeah. All right, sexyliberal.com, the website sexyliberal on Facebook. Check it out. Oh, in fact, Miles, he was the one that made me the Grayson Miller 2016 t-shirt, which I appreciate. Thank you. That's up on Sexy Liberal Facebook, that picture, along with the super hot sexy liberal, Alan Grayson. All right. Jared in Chicago writes, Stephanie Mooks wanted to write and say, I love the Stephanie Miller Show, but last week when you played the Stand with Governor Walker song, it ruined my weekend. The song was stuck in my head. I know. We're sorry. We apologize. Oof. I could not get it out. I'm hoping I'll be able to get tickets to see you at the Sexy Liberal Comedy Tour when you come to Chicago to further scrub my brain clean of conservative crazy. It's the only thing that will help now is you have to go see a live Sexy Liberal Show to get that song out of your brain.
Yep.
That's
all
true.
Right. And Chicago with the Chicago Blues All-Stars going fast, in fact, for March 3rd. In fact, John, as you know, things selling out months in advance. Phoenix has been sold out a long time for February 25th. April in Madison been sold out for quite some time. I would hurry on the L.A. tickets, in fact.
In a world where everyone is going gaga for sexy liberal laughs, one tour is crossing the nation to bring intelligent progressive comedy to you. Nominated for 4 Pollstar Touring Awards, including Best Tour, Best New Tour, and Best Lead Comedy Performer, the Stephanie Miller Sexy Liberal Comedy Tour is returning to Los Angeles.
On Saturday, July 28th, Stephanie Miller and her band of sexy liberal players will perform live at the Pantages Theater in Hollywood, California. Tickets are available online at Ticketmaster.com, at all Ticketmaster retail outlets, or by calling 1-800-745-3000. A portion of the proceeds from the evening's events will be donated to the Trevor Project.
Be swift and get your tickets now. That's the Stephanie Miller Sexy Liberal Comedy Tour. Don't miss your chance to experience liberal comedy history in the making.
Yay!
That's right.
Yay! Okay. All right. So
4 Pollstar Award nominations, which is very we're up for best lighting. You know that?
Right.
But you guys basically just turn the lights on.
Yes.
No.
And then we turn them off.
We don't. Okay. No. I spend many hours doing battle with stage crews in these venues. So I'm going to be able to wag this in their faces.
Do you know what it's like lighting a woman of my age? For God's sake.
I know.
It's horrible, Chris. We have to use the same lighting as a nighttime shuttle launch.
You have to use the same lighting they use on moonlighting for Cybill Shepherd.
And in the Elizabeth Taylor perfume commercials.
Yes, we have
and also in that lamp.
A honey
glaze. What am I thinking of?
What?
Oh, Streetcar Named Desire. John just goes around putting little things over the light shade so it looks
Chinese lanterns, Chinese paper lanterns. Yep.
Yes.
Whoever you are, I've always depended on the poor lighting of strangers.
I've always depended on the kindness of lighting men.
Yeah. And Marlon Brown comes along and rips them off. No.
Sister Stephanie, we have this thing called Napoleonic Cult.
All right. Well, it's all good fun because it's Republican primary day in Florida.
This is the game for losers.
True or false?
Look, I think anything that's truthful about a candidate is legitimate to discuss in a campaign. I don't think you hide those things. There's no question President Obama has a lot of explaining to do.
It's false.
And he has failed the American people.
It's false.
He didn't turn the economy around.
It's false.
He didn't get us more safe from Iran and from their nuclear program.
It's false.
He has failed.
It's false.
And I will point that out day in and day out. If truth is our standard, we'll win.
It's false.
Thanks for playing.
Tell him what he's won, Herb.
This sausage grinder.
And please remember, help control the pet population. Have your pets spayed or neutered.
Yeah, dogsagainstromney.com is fairly hilarious,
yeah.
By the
way.
Well,
that's why we have Pets for Newt, the best website of the year. Pets with Newt, rather, 2012, where it's like Newt holding armadillos and ferrets in these pictures. And it's like Newt and Calista's favorite socialist zoos. And the whole thing is just Newt's way of saying, I don't strap dogs to the ceiling.
There you go.
Car.
Yeah, to the roof, exactly. Yes, let's see here. Most Americans say President Obama understands the problems of average Americans better than Mitt Romney or Newt Gingrich, according to a new poll. Just think? 55% say Obama connects with the needs of average Americans very or fairly well. New Pew, Washington Post poll. The two Republican candidates fare much worse. Only 39% say Romney understands the problems of the average Americans. Really? He seems so in touch. And just 36% say the same for Newt Gingrich.
Wow. Yeah. Oh, run, Newt, run.
Newt.
How about Dan Burton finally giving the people what they want?
Oh, yeah, Dan, that's the breaking news this morning. Dan Burton, congressman from Indiana. will not run again. He was the asshat during the Clinton, the other one during the Clinton impeachment.
Yeah.
Besides Gingrich. Yeah. All right. Mary in San Francisco, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Hi, Mary.
Hi.
Hi.
I just wanted to mention that by focusing on the circus that is the Republican primary, we might be missing what's happening with the House and Senate. So if more Republicans get in, either way, it might Obama might find it absolutely impossible to get anything done the last term. So we got to stay keep our eye on that.
And that's right. We've seen what happened. We've seen what's happened this last. You know, you have got to get them some people to work with, or you know.
And I don't believe they have any intention or expectation of winning the presidency. I think this entire thing is just a sort of distraction.
Listen
while they're
woman.
Quickly getting more electronic voting machines in the background and doing other nefarious actions. You know.
Oh, by the way, Brad at Bradblog has something that's embargoed for about 20 more minutes, but it's. I think fairly hilarious about Newt Gingrich, so we'll talk about that.
Yeah, but we'll be letting you know in about 20 minutes.
Yes. Okay, Joe in Long Beach, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome.
Good morning, Steph.
Hello.
Okay, so Ann Coulter says that their blacks are better than our blacks, and Eric Bowling says that their women are cuter than our women.
Yes. Since I better call Aisha Tyler and tell her how very unappealing she is.
Since those are the only things I really care about, I'm truly thinking of switching parties.
Yeah, yeah.
Now, Steph, finally, you know, you're on your sexy liberal tour, you know, and congratulations to you. Speaking of Ann Coulter, she said yesterday that she's going to be entering all three of the triple crown horse races this year.
Oh, that's funny.
Okay, Jenny. Go, Ann, go.
Oh, Ann, why the long face?
Go, she's starring in Republican War Horse. Jenny in Illinois, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Hi, Jen.
Hello. I have three short comments before you cut me off. One is about Mitt Romney tax return.
Uh-huh.
I understand he only gave up the 2010 tax return. Why isn't there pressure for him to go back before he started with Bain all the way until 2000?
Well, there will be, Jenny. I think in the general, I believe there will be. Because, that's precedent for 50 years.
And I believe that there is some illegal activity going on before he got involved with Bain and the Swiss account that he suddenly closed and the Cayman account.
Mm-hmm,
why is it there's a different standard for everybody else, like drug dealers and everybody?
That's right. We should have the same standard as in every John Grisham film. I think
don't they pressure him about the Cayman account? A president, that's the highest office in the United States. A president shouldn't have money hidden in the Caymans and Swiss accounts. And the second comment I had was about Newt Gingrich.
Mm-hmm.
Now, his wife, the second wife, I understand that the Calista was standing outside the door when he was talking to the second wife.
Yes.
They're two of a kind, Newt Gingrich and that wife. And she stands there like she's so dignified and proper and well-groomed. She shouldn't be first lady. And he's still pitting all three wives against one another.
That's right. And by the way, that thing about the daughters, like, oh, my daughters, defended him. Well, first of all, of course, they're not going to be fans of the second wife because the dad was cheating on their mother with Marianne.
Exactly. The wives and the daughters are, and the children are pitted against one another.
I may have to cut you off before your third point. Okay, I love you.
All right, bye.
All right, at least I told her. Yeah. Okay. We're out of time, but all right. Isn't that true, John? You kind of go, first of all, he lied to John King's face. See, they did not offer any other people. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, most people, they invite all their buddies over to offer their wife an open marriage. Like, what? You didn't have other witnesses, people. What? Yeah, just the two daughters who, you know, like you say, clearly are not going to be fans of Marianne Gingrich because, you know, anyway.
Well, listen, that's why we have to support Newt, because there'll be so many revelations of lies if he gets the nomination. It'll be wonderful.
Exactly. 18 minutes after the hour, right back. The John Fugelsang on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Wow, I don't believe it. This is too good to be real. Of course this is real.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Steffi.
They call me her. They call me
Stephanie Miller.
That's not my name. That's not my name. That's not my name. That's not my name. They call me her.
Great song.
Stephanie Miller Show.
Love the song.
23 minutes after the hour, 1-800. His name is John Fugelsang, sexy liberal in New York. And tomorrow, Hal Sparks, sexy liberal. I'm in a sexy liberal sandwich. And then I will be live on Saturday night in Philadelphia in a sexy liberal sandwich.
That's
we'll see
right.
you there. All right. 1-800.
In a sexy liberal cheesesteak.
Sandwich. Exactly.
Live on Natural Acts.
Yes, full frontal nudity.
Ooh, okay. A sexy liberal pretzel.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Okay. Michelle in Georgia, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Hi, Michelle. Welcome.
Hi, Steph. I was listening to what you were saying earlier about people who are against stem cell research, and I think that we should support them because, after all, they are respecting the egg of a woman and trying to keep it alive, and apparently being in a lab and being kept alive in a lab, a sterile lab, is not considered alive to them. So,
we haven't said anything.
I don't think I was talking about stem cell research, but you know, they throw those embryos away. So I'm not.
Yep.
I've never been clear why we can't use them for science. They're going to. Okay.
I have a solution to the problem with these people who are against stem cell research. We should respect them, and we should send them our menstrual cycle.
Oh, God. She doesn't realize I host the show with dudes. Both of you guys are just like, See?
Oh, I've got a very...
You can't even see the box on the back of the toilet, can you? Can't handle it.
I have a very positive attitude towards menstruation. Thank you very much.
Right. I don't. So
I do. Oh, I think men are envious of PMS. I call it PMS envy. Because they think that it gives women license to bitch and moan and whine and bellyache and complain, and guys are like that all month long.
Exactly.
They just don't have a medical excuse.
You do that normally because you're babies.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm cold. Take me home.
I feel ugly. Jim in Maryland, here on the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome, Jim.
I've totally lost my train of thought.
See, right? Telling you, that's sanitary protection. That's that women. That's all they need. You don't need mace, John. You just need to carry a box of tampons, and men will run screaming.
Hey, don't look
like
at that.
Yeah. Exactly. They're super plus. Get away! I've got a whole box.
Do not.
I will
leave
throw
them
at you.
Do not leave them on the back of the toilet.
What is the hang-up, Chris?
Yeah, Chris, whatever.
What's with this heterophobe stuff?
Man
Dudes
up.
Dudes don't need to see that stuff.
All right.
What's wrong with that stuff?
John, I can tell you're a sexy liberal. You're man enough to tampon shop, aren't you?
Hey, man, listen, I like menstruation because for 5 days of the month, I get to feel like I'm the sane one, you know?
All right, I don't know how we got into this, but let's get off of it. Okay,
I think that's the first time anyone has said on any morning show anywhere, I like menstruation.
I think it's great. Thank you.
We are pro-menstruation morning show. Yes, we are.
That's right. We are.
Unfortunately for me, that was so 5 minutes ago, if you know what I'm saying. Okay.
Oh.
Go ahead. Do my eggs. Go ahead. Thank you. Okay. All right. They just, you know what? They sometimes, John, get into speculating what it's like down there, just if there are, in fact, tumbleweeds, barroom doors.
Oh, stop.
Yes. Flapping barroom doors.
You make your ovaries sound like it's MySpace.
Beg your pardon. Do not question my firmness. You can question her not flapping barroom doors.
There's an old, used-up showgirl with her knee up, you know, just leaning
somebody
against the bar.
Somebody playing the piano.
Yeah, cigarette dangling from her mouth.
You really do make your menstrual cycle sound like MySpace, like it's just a ghost town now.
Right, you know what? I don't know. Something's got to rise.
Your lady
here.
Parts are MySpace. Oh God!
I just want to say one thing. Tight as a cat's ass. That's all I want to say. Tight as a cat's ass.
Oh,
all right,
no.
Now.
A boy can dream.
We are not sending this segment to the Museum of Broadcasting.
No, or nowhere. Yeah. Can't we make it disappear?
I would hit that in a second. Every man listening to the show would hit that in a second. I don't want to hear it.
By the way, speaking of technology and new media, like, you told me this story yesterday. This is gross.
Yeah.
Dad of the year, mass text teen girl's nude picture to teach her a lesson.
Oh.
Eugene Foster, who found a nude photo, not even his daughter, his girlfriend's underage teenage daughter.
Oh.
First of all, what's he doing with her cell phone? She apparently had taken it of herself on her cell phone. He decided to teach her a lesson by sending the photo to all of the contacts in her phone.
Wow. Dad.
By the way, can I just tell you, this newfangled technology is going to get us in trouble. You know Siri? I always try to get Siri to fire you,
right.
My iPhone personal assistant.
Yes.
I need to fire Siri now. Because we were fooling around with it yesterday, my girlfriend Lisa and I. And I said, text Lisa, I love her. And so somebody texted me back, and it wasn't Lisa.
Oh.
It's like, who is this? Do I go to school with you? I'm like, oh, no. I texted underage person by mistake. And I was like, what? Siri, you're going to get me in trouble.
Somebody can pick up your phone and say, Siri, email my porn folder to all my contacts.
Unless you have a Scottish accent, apparently.
No, somebody texted me back, who is this? Do I know? Do I go to school with you? I was like,
oh, dear.
It's like, Siri, what the hell did you do? All right.
Did you hear that Siri can't understand a Scottish accent?
It can understand a lot of accents.
Really?
Yeah.
She pronounces it Lavoie.
I know. Well,
fire Chris Lavoie.
I think she's trying a French-Canadian, the pronunciation, Lavoie.
She sucks.
Yeah.
She's bumming my whole je ne sais quoi. Okay. 29 minutes after the hour, Representative John Yarmuth next checks in on the Florida primaries. We continue on the Stephanie Miller Show.
She's terrific. She's sexy. She's smart, but not very. Lady
Stephanie Miller
blows you away.
Please, too much. It is the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome to it, 34 minutes after the hour. I'm in my political geek frenzy because it's primary night.
Yes.
Is it wrong that it makes me so happy?
No.
All right, John Fugelsang in the New York Bureau, one of our very personal favorites, Representative John Yarmuth of the great state of Kentucky, joins us. Good morning, Congressman.
Good morning, Stephanie.
You're
a lot smarter than that.
Thank you.
Whatever that was.
That liner.
That bumper thing. Yeah.
Thank you. Congressman, what's your take on what's going to happen in Florida tonight and what that means for the overall race?
It looks like Mitt Romney's going to win. My guess is he won't win by some of these outlier polls to, double-digit 15 points. I don't think that's going to happen. But, I just look at what's happened to both Mitt Romney and Newt Gingrich's approval disapproval ratings over the past few weeks.
Right.
And I just say, God bless Florida.
No, I know. We were just saying that's the incredible thing is the longer this goes on, the more if people are dissatisfied. Republicans are dissatisfied with their field. I mean, it's amazing.
Now President Obama is back up at 50, and even in the Rasmussen poll, he was over 50% approval rating. And I think that's putting the State of the Union may have had something to do with that, but I think it's basically just now people are seeing what the alternatives are, and this is, this is just, from a partisan perspective, it's wonderful. I can't imagine how people think they're going to spend $30 million in 10 days in Florida attacking each other and that's not going to damage them permanently.
Yeah, I mean, and plus, you bring up the State of the Union, but a lot of people said, I think what's hard is, when they keep casting him as this Kenyan socialist Saul Alinsky radical, the reality is just so, out of step with the cartoon they've created, isn't it?
Well, absolutely. I mean, that's many people have said it, so it's not original, but they have just tried to create a fictional character and a fictional world to run against. And it's bizarre, but you know, the American people are smarter than that. Well, they are smarter than that.
I was reading an article yesterday, the LA Times representative. It was so funny about how nobody knows what Newt Gingrich is talking about. No one even in the crowds knows who Saul Alinsky is, you know, and then you go, oh, he was a guy that helped poor people organize and he died when Obama was 10. What?
Yeah. You know, the kind of guy that upsets elites.
Yeah.
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 Well, you know, clearly that virtually everything that these Republican candidates are doing, particularly Gingrich, is wrapped in some kind of there's a subliminal message there. And I won't use code, but there are subliminal messages there when you have an Eastern European Jewish name you throw out, and all these efforts to portray anybody who's on any kind of federal program as an 18-year-old black guy. This has been a concerted strategy of theirs for many, many years, and it's had its effect. I don't think there's any question about that.
Well, we were
just like, go ahead.
No, go ahead, Congressman. Go ahead.
No, I was going to say, just like when people talk about the unemployment benefits and they want to drug test people to get their unemployment benefits, that's a very subtle way of doing that, is saying, oh, these are all drug addicts. Well, and my response is, well, you tell a 58-year-old steelworker who's just lost his job that he needs to get a drug test.
Yeah.
Get his unemployment benefits, or a 60-year-old teacher who's been out of work. It's the most cynical, cruel, and despicable, as far as I'm concerned.
Right. Well, I mean, let's be honest. Newt Gingrich won South Carolina by blatant race baiting, pretty much.
Yes, absolutely.
So you've talked a lot about, not just talked about, but introduced a constitutional amendment to get the money out of politics by overturning a key provision of Citizens United. You know, if ever there has been Exhibit A, it's this Republican primary, isn't it?
It is. And it's also an example of why my amendment basically says that expenditures in the election arena are not protected speech under the First Amendment. Some of the other amendments deal with the issue of whether a corporation is a person, which is important, but that wouldn't get to Sheldon Adelson, who's funding Newt Gingrich.
Right.
He's using personal money. So, that's such a bizarre thing that he's going to end up with $10 million in Florida, and just thereafter, one person spending that money to rip Mitt Romney and promote Newt Gingrich.
Congressman, let's be honest, in terms of, the Republican primary, and for us right now, it's good because you have these guys, propping up these really bad candidates for much longer than they. So, this is going on and on. It's only hurting them. It's only helping the president. But then the question becomes, what happens in the general, right?
Exactly. And Sheldon Adelson has lots more money if Newt Gingrich were to somehow to get the nomination. But there's going to be tons of money out there. It will be in the hundreds of millions of dollars being spent, and nobody knows who they are. I'm glad Sheldon Adelson's finally at least being, he at least was willing to say, I'm putting up the money. Most of them aren't. Most of the corporations that are putting up this money and paying into these super PACs are not willing to disclose them. They wouldn't dare disclose their involvement because they'd lose a lot of business, quite frankly. So it's a cowardly method now or process now, and it defeats democracy. It undermines fair elections. There's no accountability, and I think there's growing interest in getting the money out of politics. People recognize now broad recognition that the system's broken. So, nothing's going to happen this year, but this will be a long-term thing.
Well, I was going to say, as usual, I know you're used to getting zero cooperation from Republicans on anything, but do you think this Republican primary, with both the Romney and the Gingrich camps whining about the super PACs, do you think there's any chance for you getting any cooperation from Republicans on this?
Well, not nearly enough. I do have a Republican co-sponsor of my amendment, Walter Jones from North Carolina, who's just a wonderful man, a very, very thoughtful person, and he's looking at this whole election process through a moral lens that he just can't take it anymore. And I think there will be more and more of those people, but it's going to require, I think, eventually presidential leadership. I hope that President Obama in his second term takes this on as a cause. Because that would give it a great deal of momentum. We're working on getting resolutions passed around the country. There, in Los Angeles, a number of communities have already passed resolutions saying we need to pass a constitutional amendment to overturn Citizens United. So we'll keep working on that and to get work from the bottom up, and then hopefully we can get some leadership from the top.
You know, speaking of money, I heard a terrible rumor about you, that you, for the fifth straight year, have donated your entire congressional salary to over two dozen Louisville nonprofit organizations. In all, you've contributed over $600,000 since taking office. What's wrong with you? How did you get into politics? Yeah. You're not...
I had this very naive idea about public service and stuff, you know. Gosh, I need to wake up.
I know. You are such a Boy Scout. Wow, if only we had a few more like you. That is really amazing.
I figure this way, I can never be accused of being overpaid.
Yeah.
That's the way I look at it. You
are the perfect face opposite Mitt Romney, I think, in this debate about income inequality and the 99%, don't you? Mm-hmm. I mean, it's... You know, I was saying earlier, Congressman, that I sort of don't get the whole premise of Mitt Romney's, that he's running on his business experience. I mean, don't you think Newt Gingrich, for once, is actually right? This is not capitalism he practices. It's vulture capitalism. It is pure greed. You know, and the fact that he stood on stage the other night and said, oh, my, you know, Swiss bank accounts and Cayman Islands, oh, those are creating jobs for people, my investments.
No.
What? No, they're not. What are you talking about? You outsource jobs at Bain, and your investments benefit you, not anybody else.
Well, exactly. I mean, most all of those venture firms are dealing with distressed companies where they come in, they over-leverage them, they borrow lots of money, build them up to the point where they can either sell parts off and they get far more return than they ever invested. And I don't want to call it a scam, but it certainly is not something that's designed to be constructive for the economy. And, you know, occasionally, yeah, they financed, I guess, Staples and
right.
created a lot of fair number of jobs, but by and large, that's not the strategy that those companies use. And the bottom line is, the companies that are creating jobs are companies that are built and growing and grown by the people who start them.
Yep.
And the big companies aren't creating jobs; they're killing jobs. That's what they do. I mean, they figure out how to do the same business with less workforce, and that's what Bain was doing as well.
Yep.
So,
well, let's hope that Newt Gingrich is a man of his word for once and stays in till the convention, making that case over and over again.
Absolutely. I think, I'd love to see this go all the way to the convention. And it looks like, you know, that, like I heard this morning, that contrary to what some people have been saying, Florida is not a winner-take-all state. And so everybody's going to get delegates out of there, and they'll continue to accumulate delegates, and if four people stay in, nobody will have a majority.
Yep.
By the time they get to
so there Tampa, couldn't so. There could be this brokered convention that they've been talking about, huh?
That's right. That's
oh,
right.
How much
I
fun!
I don't think that's far fetched.
How much fun is that?
It'd be great for history.
Exactly.
Would be great for history. Yeah.
Hey, Representative John Yarmuth of the great state of Kentucky. Always a pleasure. Thanks so much, Congressman.
Thanks, Emily. Great
All right.
to you.
You too. All right. What? I just gets his whole salary of what? I don't.
Is that legal?
How did he sneak into politics? I don't.
I know, right? Mm. FDR gave away his whole salary.
Right?
Too.
Oh, okay. Here's the Brad Blog story. The embargo's off. Virginia officials confirm criminal election fraud investigation of the Gingrich campaign.
Oh!
He's not even good at cheating, for God's sake. He's trying to cheat, and he
phoned that
up.
We know he's not good at cheating.
Exactly.
He doesn't call it cheating. He calls it open campaigning.
Now, Virginia's
hasn't
the state.
Hasn't he learned by now that he always gets caught when he cheats?
Now, Virginia's the state that he's not on the ballot in, correct?
Yes. Brad writes, had the same thing been carried out by a worker for the now-defunct Acorn Republicans, even Newt Gingrich would have called it the massive voter fraud. But the 1,500 acts of fraud by Gingrich's own admission were carried out by a worker hired by his campaign, so it seems the media has barely noticed
Which
it.
Which is exactly what happened to Acorn, too.
Yeah, he failed to turn in enough valid signatures to qualify for the Virginia primary, and he was talking about, you know, he even admitted it. He said, we turned in 11,000 whatever, we needed 10,000, 1,500 of them were by one guy who, frankly, committed fraud. However, it was a guy that he hired. So he can't even feel an election properly, for God's sakes. That used to be just the bare minimum requirement to be a Republican. 46 minutes after the hour. Back with the Celebrity Star Act remaining moments of Tuesdays with Tugelsang on the Stephanie Miller Show.
It's just implied, but we all know what's going on in this thought bubble. The kids don't know, but we do.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Stephanie Miller.
It is the Stephanie Miller Show. 51 minutes after the hour, 1-800-STEP-12, the phone number. Toll free from anywhere. Sexy liberal, John Fugelsang in the New York Bureau. Buddy in Columbus said, Steph, hey, that right-wing hack, you shouldn't go there with the liberal versus conservative women as being hot. Game over. And there's a picture of Aisha Tyler he sent.
Yeah.
Game over, man.
Well, it's just a stupid thing to do. It's like liberals wouldn't do that because it's not a liberal thing to say. But it's like there's hot conservative women, there's hot liberal women. And stop it.
Exactly.
Don't be silly.
Just stop already.
Just stop
it
already.
Oh, and by the way, flesh peddler that I am, I already sent that picture to Roland to put up on our section of the page to sell some tickets to Minneapolis.
Which one? Oh, for Aisha, yeah.
Yeah.
Trust me, it's there. It's been seen.
I'm a flesh peddler. I peddled Hal Sparks and John Fugelstein's flesh all over the interwebs.
No, you can peddle Aisha's flesh to me any day.
She will be joining us for one show only, filling in for Hal Minneapolis. What is that, May 12th? Get it. Those tickets are going fast.
That's going to be a great show. You know, that we recorded some of our shows in Santa Fe with Aisha last summer, and they were just such great recordings, so hilarious. Her stuff is so great. She's really a great part of this tour. I'm glad she's going to be joining us.
Yeah, she is hilarious and hot. All right. And one of the things she says sticks in my head like forever. Like the line she says when she wakes up and said, how did I get a paper cut on my... It's a visual that just sticks in your mind. This area, Chris.
Oh, the down there.
Yeah.
Okay.
No,
yes.
The up here.
Oh.
Oh, God.
The booby.
You need a girl parts instructional video.
All right. No, there are two places. There are two places that could be.
What?
All right. Your areola. There. Okay.
Okay.
Right here. Oh.
I'm thinking, you know, the little kitty down there.
All right, this is going to make the ecclesiastical mooks head explode. Kim Kardashian wants to start a Bible study group.
What?
Is she qualified?
She communicated with God through Twitter, as most people do. Mm. She said, on my way to church with the girls, I want to start a Bible study group with my friends.
With the girls?
She admitted she found it particularly hard to split from her husband, Chris, as he possessed the Christian qualities she finds so important in a man.
Oh, but
when
she
you're
found
gonna be
it easy enough to split
for
from
several
him.
Months. Pardon me?
She found it easy enough to split from him.
Hmm. Huh. You know, it's been claimed that her efforts in the field of religion are being made in an attempt to get a date with Tim Tebow.
No.
Kim has a big crush on Tim, so now she's going to start a Bible study class.
Great, because Jesus was into two things: materialism and sex tapes with Ray J.
Sure.
If you read the book of Luke, that's all he talks about.
Yeah.
Oh, she gets upset when you bring that up.
Gee, well, she shouldn't have tried to profit off it.
There you go.
Oh, I got to take a page from us, Celine Dion, for Sexy Liberal. She surprised audience members at a concert on Friday when she wore a tiny mini dress. The short hemline gave showgoers sitting below her a bit more than they bargained for. Give them a little something extra. That's all I'm saying. Maybe I got to get a sexy liberal dress, John.
Wow.
Give
the
folks a little something.
The nice thing is the Celine Dion audience is way too young for Celine Dion.
Yeah.
All right. Fran Drescher believes she was abducted by aliens.
What?
She said it's funny because Peter, that's her ex-husband, who turned out to have the gay.
A little bit of the homo on him?
Yes.
Yeah.
She said, we both saw aliens before we knew each other. I think that somehow we were programmed to meet. We both have the scar. Well, he probably got his at a rave from a glow stick, for God's sakes. But,
Stop it.
It's the exact same scar on the exact same spot. Ex-husband Peter Jacobson wasn't so convinced. He says Fran got the small scar on her hand from a drill bit or burning herself holding a cup of water. But Fran says no. I said to him, that's what the aliens programmed us to think.
What?
But really, that's where the chip is. Wherever
is she joking?
Apparently not.
But I don't understand. Did she see aliens?
They were both younger in high school, they both claimed to have seen aliens or something. I don't
know. The movie?
UFO experiences?
Pardon me?
I saw aliens when I was younger.
No, the actual things.
All
right. And finally, Lindsay Lohan has finally fired back a response to a Betty Ford worker who claims that she assaulted her. She claims the entire incident was provoked by the woman, so Lindsay shouldn't have to pay a cent.
What?
What? You know, when those Betty Ford workers won't get you a drink, you can.
The only person. The only person who drove away more sponsors than Lindsay Lohan is Glenn Beck.
Yes.
Hey. Hey. Speaking of right-wing gas bags, Rush Limbaugh says everyone should stop whining about political tax. Said I'm getting tired of whining about negative campaigning. I'm getting tired of the whining from everybody about it, not just the candidates. I'm getting tired of hearing about it from everybody. What in the world is politics? what is it if not this? I agree.
People working together to improve the lives of we the people. And
what a femme.
Promote the general welfare.
He said Newt is really caught up in the notion Romney saying things about him that aren't true. I'm telling you, I'm having a tough time relating to being upset about that. As someone who is routinely lied about every day and has been for 25 years, it comes with the territory. Lied about what? That you're an OxyContin-riddled gas bag that's had several wives?
That is so insulting, the gas bags.
I'm sorry. I apologize to any gas bags that were offended. Senator Sheldon Whitehouse, a Democrat of Rhode Island, will introduce a bill that could make the Buffett rule law.
Good.
How's about that? It's what the president talked about in the State of the Union.
Mm-hmm.
To bring the tax rate of millionaires paying less than middle-class taxpayers up to 30%. The Buffett rule will get some sort of Senate vote. Republicans, of course, all but certain to oppose it, perhaps unanimously. They're so good at protecting the billionaires.
Like they don't want people to pay the same rate of taxation.
Yeah.
In spite of what Adam Smith wrote in The Wealth of Nations, right, the conservative economic Bible.
By the way, Warren Buffett himself, of the Buffett rule.
Yes.
Yes. He was rankled by conservative implication. The president's attempts to follow the Buffett rule and raise taxes for the extremely wealthy to meet the rest of the nation was class warfare. He pointed out if it were a war, it was pretty unfair since his side, the ultra-rich, have the nuclear bomb.
Well, okay, you're right.
He said, we've got K Street, we've got lobbyists, we've got money on our side in terms of lobbyists. Deb does not have a lobbyist. That's his secretary that he was with. She doesn't have anybody remotely that's representing her. But believe me, plenty of rich families have lobbyists that are working like crazy to get rid of estate taxes, lowered or capital gains taxes, whatever it may be. Or as John Stewart said, poor people have e-lobbyists. They do. They can only afford really bad lobbyists. All right, here is the disgusting Michelle Obama story of the day. Did you see this? Glenn Beck's The Blaze hypes an unsourced White House denied Michelle Obama $50,000 lingerie shopping spree.
Yeah.
The White House refuting an unsourced British tabloid story that alleges Michelle Obama went on a $50,000 lingerie shopping spree. You never know it from looking at The Blaze's front page. That's where you go for journalism. Even though they posted the White House denial, their own original report was skeptical of the claim. The banner says she spent how much on lingerie? $50,000? The director of communications with the First Lady said this story is 100% false. This is it's like the weekly fake story of the Obama's extravagance.
Yeah. It's half as bad as what Hillary went through.
Yeah, exactly. John Fugelsang, thanks again, my friend.
Thanks for having me. Hey, everybody go out and buy the new Leonard Cohen and Paul McCartney albums, because they're amazing.
Okay.
Awesome. We will see you Friday and then Saturday in Philadelphia.
Well, I'm all over it. See you in Philly, kids.
All right. Love you. See you tomorrow with other sexy liberal Hal Sparks. See you then on The Stephanie Miller Show.